Personality Disorders, The Intricacy of Schizoid and Depressive Disorders, written by Derek Halfson, narrated by Rory Young. Chapter 1. Schizoid Personality Disorder. Schizoid personality disorder is a pattern of indifference to social relationships, with a restricted series of psychological expression and experience. Individuals with schizoid personality disorder rarely feel there is anything wrong with them. The disorder manifests itself in adult years through social and psychological detachments that stop people from having close relationships. Individuals with it are able to work in daily life, but will not develop significant relationships with others. They are normally loners and might be prone to excessive fantasizing and forming attachments to animals. They might do well at singular jobs others would find unbearable. There's proof suggesting that the disorder shares an underlying genetic architecture with schizophrenia, and social withdrawal is a quality of both disorders. Most importantly, people with schizoid personality disorder are in touch with reality, unlike the ones with schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder. Signs. According to the DSM-5, symptoms of schizoid personality disorder include the following. Does not desire or enjoy close relationships. Appears aloof and separated. Stays away from social activities that involve significant contact with other people. Usually chooses singular activities. Little or no interest in sexual experiences with another individual. Lacks close relationships other than with instant loved ones. Indifferent to praise or criticism. Shows psychological cold, detachment, or flattened affect. Exhibitions little visible change in mood. Takes pleasure in few, if any, activities. Causes. The reason for personality disorders isn't known, but a greater risk for schizoid personality disorder in families of the ones with illnesses on the schizophrenia spectrum suggests that there is genetic susceptibility to developing this disorder. Treatment. Little research has been done on the treatment of schizoid personality disorder. This is partly just because people with this diagnosis normally do not experience solitude or compete with or envy people who enjoy close relationships. Medications are not normally advised for schizoid personality disorder. Nevertheless, they are in some cases used for short-term treatment of extreme anxiety states related to the disorder. The presence of anxiety, generally brought on by fear of other people, may mean that a health diagnosis of the related schizotypal personality disorder is better suited. Individual treatment that effectively obtains a long-term level of trust may work, as it helps people with the disorder to establish genuine relationships in cases where this is desired. Individual psychotherapy can slowly impact the formation of a real relationship between the patient and therapist. Long-term psychiatric therapy is harder to pursue because this disorder is hard to ameliorate. Rather, treatment needs to concentrate on basic treatment objectives to reduce current pushing concerns or stressors within the individual's life. Cognitive restructuring might appertain to attend to certain kinds of clear, irrational thoughts that are adversely affecting the patient's habits. That restorative plan ought to be clearly described at the onset of treatment. Chapter 2. Schizotypal Personality Disorder. Schizotypal personality disorder is an ingrained pattern of thinking and conduct marked by uncommon beliefs and fears, and difficulty with forming and keeping relationships. People with schizotypal personality disorder are uncomfortable with close relationships and may show eccentric conduct. Speech might include digressions, weird usage of words, or display magic thinking, like a belief in clairvoyance and strange fantasies. Patients generally experience distorted thinking and stay away from intimacy. They usually have few, if any, good friends, and feel nervous around complete strangers, though they might wed and maintain jobs. The disorder, which might appear more frequently